Live. It is your show. You bring up what you want. We're launching into hour number two, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. As we start things out by going right into the phone calls, let's talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, about that debate yesterday. I think that they made it out to be, very subtly, they made it out to be that Ron Paul was kind of crazy.
How's that?
Well, one of the questions was, I believe it was directed right to Ron Paul, that what would he do with the Federal Reserve if he became president? And he said, immediately, I would do away with it, and explained his reasoning why. Now, that's not exactly a mainstream idea, and I know that either the person who sent it, because it was one of the interactive parts of the debate, it was pretty cool, but either the person who sent the question knew that that's how Ron Paul would answer and was sending that to set him up to not look as mainstream, or the person who sent it was of a pro-freedom mindset and wanted to get that message out there.
Yeah, one way or the other, it sounds like a setup.
Right. Well,
I don't know. If mainstream is supporting the Federal Reserve, then there's nothing wrong with coming out against it. It's the right position to take. And just because people, you know, some people may not have understood the answer, they may not have understood his explanation about inflation, but he only had 40 seconds.
Yeah,
and the fact is, you know, the fact is Ron Paul is making, from what I can tell, he's making the Federal Reserve one of his key issues. And so it's going to come up again, and he's going to address it. I would guess he'll probably hit on that every single chance he can get in every single debate that follows. So get used to it.
If they made him look crazy, great. Let's do it some more because he won the debate.
Ross Perot looked crazy back in the 90s.
Well, Ross Perot looked real crazy, and let's hope it doesn't go that far.
Right, but he actually was crazy. But nonetheless,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ross Perot got 19% of the vote, the popular vote.
Right.
That was after he dropped out and then went back into the race. And so, I mean, being crazy got him some attention.
That's true.
I'm not saying Ron's actually crazy, but no, it's your show, Tim. So what's on your mind? Go ahead. Your comments.
Also, on May 15th, the South Carolina debate, Ron Paul got invited. So everyone keep your eyes open on May 15th. I just wanted to get that word out there in case people didn't know. That's some pretty exciting news.
We'll be paying attention to it.
That's pretty much it.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. We sure will. And I'm not too concerned with that. In fact, the question, I guess I didn't hear the actual question being asked because the clips that I saw, I think the questions were cut out of. But he sort of addressed inflation, and then he sort of touched on the Federal Reserve in that particular question. And really, I mean, it's tough to explain inflation in 30 seconds, but I thought he did an okay job of it. I mean, he explained that it was a hidden tax, which no one ever says.
Yeah, you never hear that.
No one. I mean, if pundits are talking about inflation, they just talk about the rate. Oh,
yeah.
It's a good rate. It's a 2%. It's a good rate of inflation.
As though, you know, it's just fine and dandy.
Yeah. They don't ever talk about what inflation really is. They don't talk about its causes. And Ron Paul managed to do that within a matter of seconds. Sure, there are going to be a lot of Americans sitting out there going, oh?
Right. They've never heard that before. But, I mean, you know.
But that's okay. Frequency is important. And if Ron Paul continues to be successful in these debates, and there's no reason why he shouldn't be unless something external happens and, like, they just decide to exclude him for whatever reason, should he continue to be successful, he'll continue to be able to expound upon that idea and make it more popular. It may sound a little bit nutty to people that have never heard it before, but as soon as they put two and two together, they'll come to understand that Ron Paul's absolutely correct. Inflation is a hidden tax. It's the most insidious of all taxation because it's the one you can't possibly get around. And he's the only candidate that cares about returning to sound money. And it really is an important issue.
Right. And you know, I mean, sure, the you know, Joe Beer Can out there who's listening, and then probably Joe Beer Can wasn't watching, is watching American Idol or something else. But, you know, the average guy listening that had never heard that before, their education has to start somewhere, and it seemed like that was as good of an explanation as any. I could go on national television right now, if I could get on every single channel that everybody's listening, and I could tell somebody some truth that they've never heard before. George Washington was not the first president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's true. And they'd be like, no, but what? Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. And I'd say, no. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be able to hear it. And I'd say, no, I know you've heard that all your life, but in fact, George Washington was instated by the United States Constitution, and prior to the United States Constitution,
there were a few presidents.
Yeah, there. I think it was 13. The numbers I've heard seen online are different, but in fact, a man named John Hanson was the first president of the United States of America.
Paula Puran?
Sorry, it's the same name.
800-259-9231. Sorry, inside joke for the Free State Project or the Free Talk Live BBSers.
Yep.
Okay, so Ron Paul, you know, Puke called in at the end of the hour last hour and pointed out that in the recaps of the debate that he heard from the talking heads on television, that they did their damnedest to exclude the fact that Ron Paul was even there. And I'd just like to point out that this is, I mean, I think Puke probably might be a little bit new to politics, to liberty politics, and there are a lot of people that I'm sure are. Because every political session, there are a bunch of new people jumping on, and a bunch of old people get burnt out, and they go and they do whatever.
Right.
So the new people have never really experienced the blackout. I mean, for lack of a better term, the media blackout that is usually applied to liberty-oriented candidates. Now, usually it's a libertarian candidate, so it's easier than to exclude a libertarian candidate, much easier than excluding Ron Paul.
Yeah.
So in this case, it starts to look really strange when they act as though Ron Paul wasn't even in the debate last
time. And they're still going to try. You know, one time with these numbers, these statistics being shoved down their throat, I mean, you know, they don't want Ron Paul. They would much rather have any of the other Republican candidates in this than Ron Paul. They would.
And so, they can rationalize it to themselves by saying, well, it's an unscientific internet poll. The MSNBC poll, the Drudge Report poll, both polls solidly showing Ron Paul. I think he was number one. Did he end up number one on Drudge? I know he's number one on MSNBC.
He was in the top three on Drudge when I looked.
Solidly showing very solid results for Ron Paul. But they could just very well say, well, unscientific internet poll. There's no reason for us to acknowledge this guy even exists. He could have had his activists go and, you know, bounce these poll numbers up. So right now they have that excuse. But as his poll numbers continue to be good, and especially if or when, hopefully, a Gallup poll comes out or an actual scientific phone poll of likely voters who have seen the debates and their honest responses with who they thought won, and mm-hmm. if Ron Paul is a contender in those polls, then what are they going to do?
Right. Currently, what he won last night was, among the American people, he got his message out, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But what he won among the media, the only thing he managed to get among the media and the politicos out there is the ability to be in the next debate.
Right.
And, you know, he wouldn't have been in this one without dropping $25,000.
Really?
So, you know, I mean, if you liked his performance last night, write a check, because that cost him.
That's a good point. And what's his website? RonPaul2008.com?
Yes, RonPaul2008.com. And I personally am right. After I saw what I saw, the money that I gave him was well worth what I saw. I have got my money's worth. I'm ready to pay again.
1-800-259-9231.
I've never seen a libertarian perform like that in my life. It's great.
Well, it's just a shame that Harry Brown was never given the opportunity.
Right. I mean,
because if it were Harry Brown, it would have been just as good, if not even better.
Well, I guess, right. I understand what you're saying, and it's the venue that makes the performance in this particular instance. The fact that he's able to get on stage with all those Republicans makes the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Harry Brown would have had a better performance, but, you know, when you're performing on Broadway, it's a different, better performance than it is if you're performing, you know, in some little community theater somewhere, even if you're a better actor. So
I think that this is I think his campaign is something, obviously, we're going to continue to follow. You should keep an eye on it as well. Send him a few bucks, you know, if you get a chance. I thought it was worth, you know, a few bucks for sure.
I mean, we don't come on here and talk about sending money to certainly politicians,
yeah,
but
I don't
too
like
many
politicians.
People, period. So,
but Ron Paul, I mean, is the one politician that I think we've ever read an article from on Free Talk Live. More than one of them. I don't mm-hmm. think we've ever read an article written by any other politician in the history of Free Talk.
And if we did, we made fun of them.
Right. So the guy's got it together, and he did a great job, and hopefully he'll continue to show. Hopefully the polling numbers will make it so the media can no longer continue to ignore him. Because keep watching as they do their damnedest to marginalize and sideline Ron Paul. But now the internet's bigger than it's ever been in the past, and as a result, his following and his activists are better than they ever could have been in the past. And I don't think the media is going to be able to hold up too long. to the push. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the BBS, Bulletin Board System, also known as a forum. Over 225,000 posts. There are over 1,400 people interacting. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You bring up what you want. Let's go to Kenneth in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was pretty happy with the debate overall. I mean, from the standpoint of Ron Paul's performance and what he was allowed to say. I think you got to look at the bright side. It's very unlikely that we're going to get any more out of it than what we're getting now. And maybe we'll be lucky and we'll get two or three debates and a few high-profile events and things like that. But what he's really getting, and this is really the point, what the other guy called up to, it seemed, complain about, I was very happy with little things like being able to explain to people what inflation is, because we get this BS about how somehow greed or something causes inflation. And that's not what causes inflation, and it's good for
him.
Well, it is greed, actually. It's government greed.
Right.
That's the kind of thing that needs to get out. And it'll be a fringe benefit if he starts pulling in really high numbers and he starts really causing some change. And, by the way, I saw some real change last night in the middle of the debate. I don't know if you guys noticed, but he said that a national ID card was unacceptable after everybody else except Tancredo had said that they were for a national ID card.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tancredo came up and said, you know, because he's got the immigration issue that's his big deal, that, well, he wasn't for a national ID card, but he thought that there should be a picture Social Security card for working purposes.
Interesting.
But what was interesting about that is I really don't know for sure what Tancredo would have said if he hadn't said that a national ID card was unacceptable. And on the very next question...
Great point.
At the very next question, every other guy up there, so far as I could tell, came out and corrected himself and said, yeah, well... we think just for working purposes would be okay. And you saw policy changed in front of your very eyes right there.
Mm.
And that's something the American public was served with an idea.
I noticed that too, yeah.
Right, that's something that politicians will do when a movement gets popular, like the socialists did in the early part of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. The politicians will co-opt their ideas and try to act as though that they're their own. So the same thing you're seeing the same thing happen with libertarian ideas,
right?
Because they see it as being politically viable to an extent now.
Well,
and so they'll try to make themselves sound like that.
Now, when you have the circumstance of a libertarian debating a Republican, basically the libertarian planks are sort of Republican sort of libertarian light is what they espouse, as party platform. So when libertarians talk about, things like the Federal Reserve returning us to a responsible monetary system, those kind of things, a lot of Republicans will switch their tune right on the stage.
That's and what happened.
I mean, you've told me of an instance. Wasn't there a debate in Sarasota when your state house guy, Bill Van Allen, debated and the Republican guy switched? Bam,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, sure. It happens
local elections. Perot, by getting into the debates before, changed some topics and he affected some policy. And regardless of whether you thought the policy changes that Perot had to affect were good or not, some of them were good. He brought up the budget a whole lot, and that was probably good. But the most important thing is you can change what gets discussed, and this is something until now, until we got libertarians in there as Democrats, somewhat libertarian Democrat anyway, and Republicans, we didn't get that voice. And now we've managed to get a little voice in there, and we're seeing some of the payoff. Now I guess the next thing you'll see is you'll see the Republicans and Democrats get more heavy-handed with the media as far as who they want on stage.
Well, we'll see about that. You know, that's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It'll be interesting to see how the media and the politicians try to manipulate this process here on out. Because obviously, I mean, when Ross Perot was in the game in 1992, it was after 1992 that they set up the Commission for Presidential Debates, and that they took it out of the hands, I think it was the Daughters of American Veterans. I don't remember exactly which organization it was, but some private organization was organizing...
Daughters of American Revolution.
DAR, okay. Some private organization was...
Women's Voter League.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They were organizing the debates. They took it out of their...
League of Women Voters, that was it.
They took it out of their hands, and then they made it this sort of bipartisan election commission thing,
right,
where the Republicans...
Basically government-controlled stuff.
Right, where the Republicans and Democrats sit down and they set all the rules, including the temperature in the debate forum.
Mm-hmm.
They set all the rules.
I'll have one telephone book to stand on. You'll have two.
Yes. So it'd be very interesting to see how they try to manipulate Ron Paul out of the debates, especially considering that he is doing so well in the polls.
Well, I think it would be interesting, but what are they going to do? And you know, when South Carolina rolls around May the 15th, that's when the next debate is, May the 15th, what are they going to do? Are they going to say, no, Ron Paul can't be there? One of the Republicans cannot be there. The one that won the debate the last time is not allowed to be there on stage.
Well, they'd have to yank his invitation at this point.
Mitt Romney, what are the other ones? John McCain. John McCain, by the way, flushed last night. That was it. John McCain should quit now and save everybody's money.
Scumbag A, scumbag B, whatever. They're all the same to me, except for Ron Paul.
Well, basically, I love the war answers. Everybody was like, war, war, war.
Yep.
John McCain's like, more war. And Ron Paul's like, it was a mistake.
Absolutely. Let's continue with the calls and talk to William in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hello, William.
Hi, my name's William, and I'm a recovering Republican.
Mm-hmm. Same here, William. Hey, William.
I was a Republican Party activist locally. In 2000, I pounded the streets with flyers about George W. Bush and how he was going to bring change to America.
Yeah, you know, I got calls at my house from just before the election, Republicans asking me to vote and all that kind of stuff. And I would tell them that I had no intention of doing so. I was going to vote for the Libertarian candidate, and most of them were very interested in, you know, they believed Libertarian concepts. Those are the people that are most active in the Republican Party. Are the people that in fact believe Libertarian concepts? Some of them.
Well. Yeah, some of them. Yeah, I joined onto this movement to stop the public funding of an NBA arena here in Memphis.
Ah.
And I was a young Republican. I was immediately vilified because the mayor's son, who was on board with it, was the president of the Young Republicans.
Yep.
And
well, he had money to make, you know.
Right, and I realized that I wasn't a Republican. I was really for limited government. I was really for low to no taxes. And I didn't change at all. I just realized that every solution that the Republicans had was a government solution.
Yep. It's just their version of big government, and it's a sickness.
Exactly.
William, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, whether you want to talk about your opinions on the presidential debates from last night or whatever might be on your mind, including coming up Paul Craig Roberts, another former Republican, on are we experiencing the last days of constitutional
law? Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com.
I liked it.
I did, too. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, entertaining.
You know, there was, I think that there was something in there for everybody.
And we had Barry on the show to talk about it. And beyond what he's currently doing today, the more people that support him in what he's doing, the more products he's going to come out with. He's working on other videos right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them sound even more exciting and interesting than what he's currently doing.
Well, I think that even from the selfish point of view, if you think about watching the video, getting one thing that can help you, you know, avoid prosecution or whatever. That's well worth. I think it's $19.95 for the video.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I think he put it on sale for $4.20.
God, just threw me off completely. You know, get that one thing is it's worth $20. It really is.
Save you a night of jail.
You know, the I think it's a 45-minute video or something like that. That and the $20 is a great.
It's longer than that.
Is it longer than that?
Like 90.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. It didn't seem like it. It didn't seem like it took that long when I watched it. But
it's because he's entertaining.
Yeah.
It was NeverGetBusted.com. 800-259-9231 to the phones. Tom in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks, guys. I didn't bother watching the debate last night. I kind of figured I was pretty aware of what was going to be said, but I find it really, really optimistic. I just checked out the MSNBC poll, and Ron Paul actually does have the highest positives and the lowest negatives right now.
Yes, he sure does.
Really.
Ron Paul won the debate last night.
Well, that's good. I did hear some clips earlier on the radio today of what he said, and it was, mm-hmm. you know, what I figured he'd say. But it's really, really tough, I think, to elaborate on these really hardcore issues in 20 seconds when you're
sure
being sort of... But the point I wanted to make and who I wanted to actually talk to was the people who are in the Libertarian Party or the Constitution Party or these others who have sort of walked away from the Republican Party and kind of closed the door behind them, and they're really just unwilling to kind of get in the Ron Paul camp because he is still carrying the Republican Party banner, although anybody
it's interesting.
Can tell
I've heard a few people have a few different reasons for not wanting to go after Ron Paul, and they all seem like such petty little reasons to me. I mean, I'm a pretty principled libertarian guy. I can't see why somebody would be against Ron Paul, but
well,
go ahead.
You don't get much more principled. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I've tried engaging a few of these people, and they really don't, they can't really point to any important issue specifically on
those people are just as bad as the Republican and Democrat Party loyalists. They're people that are party first, candidate second, and that's just not the way it should be.
Hold on. I think that might be somewhat inaccurate. I've met people that are just sort of independent libertarians that don't support Ron Paul, too. And, you know...
do they support?
Well, that's the thing, is, you know, and now it's, you sort of put me into the arena of arguing the lesser evil. Like, oh, Ron Paul in 1995 had one of his staffers wrote an article that was somewhat racist. So, you know, I mean, I've got to defend this. This is the best thing you can come up with, Ron Paul. Ron Paul doesn't quite float your boat. Well, who does then?
What do you got?
Yeah, what do you got?
No one knows who that is.
No, that's the thing. It's just it's either malcontention or somebody who's a party.
Look, I don't like Republicans any more than I don't like Democrats. I think they're all just scum. But Ron Paul is the exception, and I'm certainly willing to support him.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point that I was trying to make also to some of these people is that actually supporting Ron Paul would bring additional credibility to these other parties because he's actually advancing the same ideas in the public arena, and people who don't typically hear these things, you know, they're getting fed the Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton New World Order line day in and day out, and they're
well,
all of a sudden hearing these things.
Like you, I didn't see the debate last night. But from what I understand, the word libertarian was utilized
twice
in the debate. So I don't know about the Constitution Party. Those guys are, they're okay on some issues, but in many ways they support big government too.
I understand.
But the idea
they,
that Ron Paul being involved into the debates is going to get the word libertarian out there more so than anything else has in any presidential election in the past. And
yeah, I mean, Chris Matthews and them, they try to use that word as some kind of poison pill to turn the Democrat Republican sheep, you know, against and just sort of tune them out. But, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. It doesn't make sense to me. There are these, and I know you're saying there's some independent libertarians out there, but a lot of it is the party loyalty thing. That's what George Phillies, one of the front runners, I guess, for the Libertarian nomination, the Libertarian presidential candidate nomination, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that's, it's the party, and that's all it's about, it's the party.
Well,
and, you know, silly.
That's the tack that he's currently taking, and I understand why he's taking it. It's the tack that he has to take.
Yeah.
It's either that or just not bother running for president, and this is his opportunity to do so. It makes perfectly good sense to me. That's what he's doing.
Well,
I wouldn't hold that against him.
But that's the mentality, though. Like we've got to stick with the party through thick and thin, no matter what happens, no matter who the candidate is. We've got to stick with the party, and that's not the way it should be. If somebody's out there who's a better libertarian, who's just as much of a libertarian, whether they're running as a Democrat or whether they're running as a Republican, if they're a principled libertarian, they deserve your support. It doesn't matter what their party is.
Right.
800-259-9231. Paul Craig Roberts was originally in, he was a, I guess he was a bureaucrat, assistant secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration. So if anybody knows the insides of the Republican Party and politics in Washington, D.C., he's one of those guys. And he writes for LouRockwell.com. The question is, are we experiencing the last days of constitutional rule? This is the Bush administration's greatest...
You mean we have constitutional rule?
Maybe a little bit. Just okay. A little. I mean, they still hold elections, you know.
Yeah, that much is true.
The Bush administration's greatest success is its ability to escape accountability for its numerous impeachable offenses. The administration's offenses against U.S. law, the U.S. Constitution, civil liberties, human rights, and the Geneva Conventions, its lies to Congress and the American people, its vote-rigging scandals, sweetheart no-bid contracts to favored firms, political firing of Republican U.S. attorneys, practice of kidnapping and torturing people in foreign hellholes, and its persecution of whistleblowers are altogether so vast that it's a major undertaking just to list them all. Bush admits that he violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and spied on U.S. citizens without warrants, a felony under the act itself. Bush has shown total disrespect for civil liberty in the Constitution and has even suffered rebukes from the Supreme Court. The evidence is overwhelming that the Bush administration manufactured false intelligence to justify military aggression against Iraq. The Halliburton contract scandals are notorious, as is the use of electronic voting machines programmed to miscount the actual vote, which, by the way, from what I understand, Florida is now scrapping electronic voting.
Yes.
The chief of staff to vice president...
And, you know, it's electronic voting's wrong. I understand the ease of it and everything. It has that sort of good feel, but it is just too easy to screw with the numbers.
True. The chief of staff to Vice President Cheney has been convicted for obstructing justice in the outing of a covert CIA officer. Proof of torture is overwhelming, and the Bush administration has even had the temerity to have permissive legislation passed after the fact that permits it to continue to torture detainees, which we've talked about many a time. It's called the Military Commissions Act 2006. The civil Edmonds and other whistleblower cases are well known. The Senate Judiciary Committee has just just issued subpoenas to Justice Department officials involved in the scandalous removal of U.S. attorneys who refused to be politicized. Yet the Democrats have taken impeachment off the table. Many Democrats and Republicans and a great many Christians contemplate illegal military aggression against Iran, but not the impeachment of the greatest criminal administration in U.S. history. Far from being scandalized by what the entire world views as an unjust invasion and occupation of Iraq led by the U.S., leading Democratic and Republican candidates for the 2008 presidential nomination rushed to inform the Israel lobby that if elected, they will keep the troops in Iraq. So, you know, nobody's doing anything.
Isn't that great?
About this. More on the way on the death of constitutional rule in America. Your thoughts on it as well at 800-259-9231. Brian in Montana coming up. Your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns, just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. freetalklive.com. All the features for free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, 40 categories of products, always expanding their inventory. The products and the brands that you trust are sold at Amazon at great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their items. And the best part is, when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So you get your shopping done, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts from Paul Craig Roberts, formerly of the Reagan administration. So he knows kind of the insides of Washington, D.C. politics, and he's pointing out that it's in his opinion that we're in the last days of constitutional rule here in America, as he's gone through just a laundry list of the various different violations of human rights and the Constitution itself that the Bush administration has been engaged in. He points out that the previous occupant of the White House, Bill Clinton, couldn't escape being impeached by the House of Representatives for lying about a consensual Oval Office sexual affair. President Nixon and his vice president, a saintly pair compared to Bush-Cheney, were both driven from office for offenses that are inconsequential by comparison. Liberals branded Ronald Reagan the Teflon president, but the neoconservatives? Iran-Contra scandal was merely a dress rehearsal for the machinations of the Bush regime. What explains Bush-Cheney invulnerabilities? What explains their invulnerability to accountability? Perhaps the answer is that Bush has desensitized us. Like kids desensitized to violence by video games, movies, and or pornography addicts desensitized to sex, we've become desensitized by the avalanche of Bush-Cheney crimes, lies, and disdain for Congress, courts, and public opinion. Basically just saying that they've just done so much, what's another crime? No one did anything with the first one, so here's 10 more.
Deal.
Our elected representatives, if not the American people, now regard such as normal. Such heinous actions, such as war crimes, the rape of the Constitution, self-serving government use of government office, and the constant stream of lies and propaganda from the highest offices of the executive branch. Perhaps that is what disillusioned foreigners who once looked with hope to America mean when they say that America doesn't exist anymore. If the notion has departed that the highest political offices in the land are supposed to be occupied by people who are honest and faithful to their oaths of the Constitution, then we are far advanced on the road to tyranny. In the future history books, will Bush-Cheney mark the transition of the United States from constitutional rule to the unaccountable rule of the unitary executive who cancels out Congress with signing statements and silences critics with the police state means that are now part of the U.S. legal code? So asks Paul Craig Roberts, LouRockwell.com.
You know, these are questions that Americans should be asking themselves, and, you know, our politicians are just asleep at the wheel.
One of our listeners has actually asked those questions.
Or complicit.
And he's gone down the list of the Bill of Rights and sort of written a bit of a response to where the Bill of Rights currently stands today. We'll get to that coming up in hour number three. Your calls as well. Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Brian. Brian in Montana.
Yeah, good evening.
Your phone? Hey there. What's going on?
Kind of in and out of my truck right now and on the cell phone. But one thing I wanted to say about Ron Paul and the debate about libertarians not supporting him and this and that. How many in the debates last night, how many folks did you hear even mention the Constitution? I heard one, Ron Paul.
Yeah.
How many folks did you hear?
You know, hold on. I'm sorry. Actually, I heard another candidate, and gosh darn it, I don't have his name in front of me. I did hear another candidate mention the Constitution. It made me like him a little bit. But go ahead.
How about liberty?
Yeah, liberty, Ron Paul mentioned several times.
Okay, well, Ron, is what I want to say is that Ron Paul seems to mention the Constitution and liberty almost every time I've ever heard anything come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's something for everybody to look at. And he seems to not only vote with, you know, when he speaks, he really follows up, and he's comfortable with any hard question. And he,
absolutely.
So that's something for all this. Is why I was in wanted to call is that I heard a lot of folks talking about, well, we got to cover our party line, and he's not a libertarian, or he's always talking about liberty. He's always talking about the Constitution.
Do you think he made a good impression on just the average Joe Republican?
I believe so, and as far as I've been hearing today on all the polls, you know, conservatives have been really voting for him. I think he's a real fresh voice for folks that are so
they're burned out. They're sick and tired. They're sick and tired of the Republicans in their lives.
They're sick and tired of Republicans, and you get this guy coming in here talking about liberty and the Constitution.
Well, now, to be fair, even George Bush uses the terms freedom and liberty. It's just that he doesn't actually do anything for freedom and liberty. Ron Paul has a voting record that proves that he actually cares about liberty. So
right.
Ron Paul's actually using the terms, and he means it at the same time as well. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you, Brian. 800-259-9231.
You know, I was, as Brian was talking, I was looking up the candidates, and I think that the candidate that I heard use the Constitution was Jim Gilmore, which, you know,
who's that?
Right, that's really the point. Congratulations for him for getting in, but I don't think that it really mattered much for
him. Let's talk to Joe in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Guys, great show.
Thanks, dude. What's on your mind?
I'm a first-time listener, and
oh, wow.
Yeah, I decided to call in because I was listening to another talk show on GCN.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Aaron Rousseau on there, and Aaron Rousseau did America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, he did.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we've had Aaron on our show, too.
Oh, okay.
And we've seen the movie.
Well, he mentioned that he started the Libertarian Party.
No, not Aaron Russo.
Well, he was really big into it and really got it going. He might have been around.
I don't know if he was around back then, but the Libertarian Party was started by a man named David Nolan and some of his friends back in the 1970s. But Aaron Russo did run for Libertarian Party presidential candidate in 2004.
And didn't he run for governor in Las Vegas?
I believe he did at one time, yes.
And he was saying that he fully supports Ron Paul. He's saying that he when he ran for the governor in Las Vegas, the Republican Party was so unorganized and just falling apart, he basically took it over. So his take is we should just, you know, take the Libertarians, take Ron Paul, and just take over the whole Republican Party. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or Libertarian. We need Ron Paul in there. He's the best guy for the job. I mean, I don't care if he's
a
black woman.
Well, I don't care about taking over the party. I mean, the Republican Liberty Caucus has been trying their damnedest for a long time to influence,
not that long.
To influence the Republican Party in the right direction, and they're having a tough time. It'll just be easier to just get behind Ron Paul, and then the party will change on its own, I think,
I think that's what he means, take it over. Get Ron Paul in there and just take over with the Libertarian beliefs, but with, you know, through the Republican Party. By the way,
our last caller mentioned that he'd heard someone talking about party loyalty, and I don't think anyone on this show was mentioning that that's what they're all about. We were just sort of talking in general about what some people believe, and I'd like to point out that Michael Badnarik, who was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in 2004, he won the nomination over Aaron Russo. Michael Badnarik has also thrown his hat behind Ron Paul. He has personally endorsed Ron Paul in his candidacy. So it seems to me that most high-profile libertarians are getting behind the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I am a Republican, but I voted for all Democrats in the last election except for Hillary because I would never vote for Hillary. But you got to go. I just don't believe in the war, and Ron Paul's against the war, I think he's the best choice.
That's right. And thank you for the call, Joe. We hope to hear from you again. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Ron Paul's more anti-war than any of the Democrats are, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, the Democrats, I don't hear any of them really talking about, you know what, I hear them, I heard Hillary talking about, well, we've got to bring the troops home, and then I heard her a couple days later talking about, no, we'll have to stay there.
Let's go to Michael in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Y'all do a great show.
Thanks, Michael. What's on your mind?
I saw this poll that was being done, like vote for on the California Republican debate, and of the four things that were positive statements, Ron Paul won them all.
Are you talking about the MSNBC poll?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. We reported those numbers at the start of the show. Not only did he win, but he won fairly solidly. He was in the 30 percentile, while the two runner-up candidates were in the 20 percentile, and the other guys just didn't pull anything.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's like, why aren't people paying attention to this? And on the news today, they didn't even mention it on NBC, for that matter.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to marginalize him. They're going to try to shut him out as much as they can. But unfortunately, they're up against some of the best activists out there right now and some of the most excited people, because people are really keyed into this. The people that are paying attention to the Paul campaign, and by the way, thank you for the call. The people that are paying attention to the Paul campaign are pretty amped, and they get pissed when somebody excludes Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. So the media organizations, as they continue to try to exclude him, are really going to get rained down upon with phone calls and emails, and hopefully that'll make a difference. I think it already is. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Have you ever...